Okay, welcome back this weekend to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big East Sports Show. As we continue with our NBA coverage and focus on teams in the Western Conference, one team that has really struggled and has been absolutely decimated with injuries has been the Los Angeles Lakers. It has not been an easy season for Laker fans. We're going to briefly hit on that. We're also going to take time for some book reviews and relive some amazing memories, some critical moments, and important facts about the past and the present of players and coaches with the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, 16-time NBA champion. So there's a lot of ground to cover. We're also going to highlight the Lakers president and governor. She is responsible for overseeing all the Lakers business operations, a woman of inspiration, and that, of course, is Jeannie Buss. But right now, joining us at YSR is Steve Springer. He is the author and sports writer and has produced two of these books that we're going to talk about, 100 Things Laker Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and, of course, Laker Girl. How are you, Steve? I hope it's nice and warm and sunny out there in California. Indulge me a bit.
Well, we've got it. I'm sure we're the envy of the whole country because we really haven't been hit by this polar weather condition. We're a little cold for us this time of the year, but we're far ahead of everybody else. We're still in the high 60s, low 70s. So I guess you guys can just, by osmosis, can imagine what that is.
Well, you know, Steve, we're down here in Houston, so we've been a little bit insulated by that, but earlier this week, it was really, really tough. I was having some flashbacks to growing up in Montana. It was very, very cold down here, but tell us, let's talk about the Lakers. I know you bleed gold and purple and white, and you love your Lakers. This has been so difficult to navigate through, especially when you have your premier player in Kobe Bryant. He's been out. It's such a hard worker, so respected in the league. What has it been like? Give us the pulse on what's going on out there with the Laker fans.
Well, I mean, things have gotten so bad that the Lakers don't really have a natural point guard. Of course, Kobe is always front and center, and the thought was that having torn his Achilles tendon last spring, that he would make his way back by the end of the calendar year, and by this time in January, that he'd be almost back to where he was. But then he suffered a knee injury, and now he's out again to at least the All-Star break. And some of the feeling, and I kind of buy into that feeling, is this. The season is obviously going nowhere. He's just signed a $48 million contract for the next 2 years. He's 35 years old, and maybe there's just not a lot of reason for him to come back this year and just kind of rest that leg and get his game legs back and come back fresh next year. That's one theory, and it's a theory I kind of agree with at this point. Steve Nash still hasn't really functioned this year. He's been out. Pau Gasol hasn't been himself. There's just not a lot of good things to talk about when it comes to the Lakers right now.
Despite all these injuries with the Lakers, they have found some positive play and production from Kendall Marshall. I mean, he has been orchestrating their offense, and he's been an amazing find, a gem of a player, and only a second-year guard. And just a couple of weeks ago, he was playing in the NBA D League. I mean, now he's really seized this opportunity, and you got to like what he's doing.
No, he's been very effective, and hopefully he can continue to develop. But overall, as a team, there's just been no coordination because the roster keeps changing, the lineup keeps changing. It's really tough to get any kind of consistency. And he may develop long term. You're always hesitant to say a star is born until you see more of a performance over a more protracted period, but there's guys like him, Xavier Henry, a lot of new names, and it's going to take some time to see if they can all coordinate and work together. And again, it always comes back to Kobe. Is he going to come back? Is he going to be able to lead this team? Is he alone going to be able to pull everything together? And will he ever be the Kobe we once knew?
Steve Springer is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Well-known sports writer and author, was with the Los Angeles Times for over 25 years. He has just re-released Laker Girl, talking about Jeannie Buss, and then also 100 Things Laker Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. But you were talking about, Pau Gasol, and, he's had to kind of work at getting healthier. It seems like that his production was up as of late after sitting out with some bronchitis and some sinus infections.
You talking about Pau Gasol?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. He's had some real problems just adjusting to. He and Mike D'Antoni have not been on the same page since D'Antoni started in as coach at the beginning of last season. Mike D'Antoni favors a fast offense. he just didn't kind of, and I personally don't understand it, but Mike D'Antoni didn't see a way for Dwight Howard and Pau Gasol to work together last year. I always thought if you had two Twin Towers, that'd be an ideal situation. He has put Pau on the perimeter more than Pau wants to be. You know, Pau was an incredible, he was a player that was well conditioned to play for Phil Jackson. He worked into the system. He and Kobe, from the minute I was at the game when Pau first arrived in 2008, and he and Kobe worked together from the beginning as if they'd been together for 10 years. He was an intelligent big man. He was an excellent passer. And since D'Antoni's been here, yes, Powell's had some injuries, but he just hasn't been able to work well with D'Antoni. D'Antoni's made some disparaging remarks about him to the media, and it's been a bad situation for Powell all around. There was a lot of conjecture that he would be traded before the trading deadline. That's still a possibility. But until he figures out his game under Mike D'Antoni, that's another big dark hole for the Lakers.
Well, there's so many things about his game that I sincerely appreciate, but Gasol is just truly one of the best passing centers in the NBA. He really sees the floor well, and you start looking at his numbers. What, he had 5 assists the other night against Denver, and he's averaging almost 5 assists per game. Just quickly before we transition and talk about your books, are you optimistic that Kobe could perhaps return this year?
Well, if you know Kobe, as we all do, there's no way he's not going to come back if he can. I'm just saying that the smart thing might be to kind of figure this year's going nowhere and get healthy and earn that $48 million over the next 2 years. But that's just not Kobe. He's just not going to sit out. If he can walk, he'll be on the court. So I'm sure he'll come back after the All-Star break. Hopefully he'll be able to come back to close to what he was before, one of the great all-time greats. And I'm just saying, I buy into the theory he'd be better off over the long term, because I know he wants to play 3-4 more years. He'd be better off of the long term, kind of just cashing in this season. But there's no way. That's not Kobe. This is a guy who stood at the free throw line with a torn Achilles tendon and insisted on making 2 free throws.
Wow.
I mean, he's a warrior, and he's going to play as soon as he can.
Sports writer, author Steve Springer with us. A few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. Let's transition and talk about several of your books that are out right now. And, of course, the first one, since we're doing a double dip this weekend, 100 Things Laker Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Just kind of break it down to what this book contains and what fans want to know.
Well, I mean, this book goes all the way back to the Detroit Gems. I don't know if you or anybody else knows. That was the first Laker team. They were operated in Detroit as the Detroit Gems. The owner was a jeweler, so they called him the Gems, of course. They then moved to Minneapolis, where they won 5 professional basketball titles, before the NBA was even formed. And they had George Mikan, the first big man in the game, and that's all covered in the book. And then the story of how they came to Los Angeles and all the way down the line from the Elgin Baylor Jerry West days to the Showtime teams of the 80s, and then to the Shaq Kobe teams, and then to the Shaq Powell teams, and all the way up to today. So we pretty much covered the entire history of the Lakers in this book. And you know, there's some little known facts, some interesting sidelights, and a lot of material in there. I think Laker fans will find interesting. For example, I'll give you a quick one.
Sure.
I bet people didn't know that when they first came to Los Angeles, we don't have a lot of lakes out here. Obviously, the team was named for the land of 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. So the owner, the then owner, Bob Short, decided he was going to name the team something that fit this locale. He was going to change the name from Lakers to Oceaneers. Honestly, they were going to be called the Los Angeles Oceaneers.
Uh-huh.
But then he started to think about all the Laker gear he had. And of course, in those days, the team had no money. The league, it was a minor league, the NBA. And he didn't want to get rid of all the jerseys and shoes and caps he had that said Lakers, so he kept the name Lakers. Otherwise, we would now be talking about the Los Angeles Oceaneers.
Hey, we've only got about 30 seconds. We have just flat run out of time. Steve Springer has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've been hitting on several of his books. We've got to invite him back to talk some more about the other book that was just re-released, Laker Girl. How did this book come about and the origination of it?
Well, real quickly, Jeannie Buss agreed to the original book was a diary of the 2010 season, which ended very well with the Lakers beating the Boston Celtics in 7 games in the NBA Finals. And then we updated it with the current book out, which talked about her struggles, her father's death, Phil Jackson leaving the team, the battle with her brother over who would replace him. So it covers the Jeannie's entire stay with the Lakers, and indeed all the way back to when she was age 19 and her father made her general manager of the Los Angeles Springs of World Team Tennis.
He's a New York Times bestselling author. Steve Springer has joined us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. Thank you, Steve, and I'll talk to you soon. That, of course, was New York Times bestselling author Steve Springer. Stick around. We got much more straight ahead. We're going to be talking about the Dallas Cowboys recapping their season this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.